Audio description, pre-show notes, Bluey's Big Play. Welcome to Bluey's Big Play. Instead of watching the Healers on TV, you'll be watching them on stage at the Sydney Opera House. Dad is too busy to play, so it's up to Bluey, Bingo and Mum to make him stop what he's doing and have fun. I wonder what mischief they'll get up to. The venue. Bluey's Big Play will be in the Drama Theatre, one of the Opera House's smaller theatres, which is located in the Western Foyer on the ground floor of the Sydney Opera House. The Western Foyer is shared between the Playhouse, Studio and Drama Theatres. Stretching along one side of the narrow space is a long wall with many glass windows and doors leading out to the paved forecourt and the water's edge. Along the opposite wall of the foyer are the entrance doors to these theatres, as well as a bar and cafe, a box office to collect tickets from, and a cloakroom counter where you can leave any coats or bags for the duration of the performance. There are toilets at either end of the foyer, including an accessible option at both locations. You enter the drama theatre from the back and it has 540 seats, arranged in 19 straight, continuous rows, sloping down towards the stage. The concrete walls are painted up black, the floor is carpeted in a deep blue and the chairs are made of a white birch wood with orange upholstery. The set. The show takes place in the Healer house and backyard. Everything in the Bluey world is made up of simple shapes like large rounded rectangles and circles. The colours are warm, neutral tones and sun-drenched pastels. There are no sharp corners or bright primary colours. The effect is gentle, warm and inviting. The animation style of the show features a flat storybook design, where the characters and sets look like paper cutouts. The background, furniture and props for the show have been designed in the same style. The set is on three levels, a level floor at the front and two raised steps at the back. There is a secret passage between the steps, which the puppeteers use to move at different levels. The raised sections are 1 meter wide and span the length of the whole stage. The middle of the stage features a sloped ramp rather than steps. The floor is wooden floorboards, each plank a different pastel colour. When the show starts, it's early morning on the street where the Healers live, and the birds are chirping their morning song. You can see the Healer house at the top of the hill, right between its two neighbours. There are lots of colourful trees and bushes lining the street. As we move into the Healer house, the backdrop changes. Different furniture and props are brought in for each new space. This includes the Healer living room with massive French doors that open to a back veranda, a backyard with a beautiful large flame tree covered in pink blossoms, and Bluey's bedroom with two matching wooden single beds. The characters. Bluey, Bingo, Mum and Dad are modelled on the classic Australian cattle dog, also known as the Blue or Red Healer. In the show, they walk on two legs and have a soft rectangular shape. All of the characters are brought to life as puppets for this show. A team of 10 puppeteers control all of the puppets, some big, others small. The main characters, Bluey, Bingo, Mum and Dad, require one or two puppeteers depending on their action. One person controls the main body, where a second helps with movements like dancing. All other characters are operated by a single puppeteer. When they are controlling an adult character, they stand. Whether they are Bluey or Bingo, they are often crouching on their knees, as these characters are shorter. The puppeteers wear short-sleeved, cropped jumpsuits in either neon green or khaki. They wear padded knee protection and brightly coloured tennis wristbands. They have ankle-length socks and different coloured Converse sneakers, perfect for running around with those pesky puppets. Bluey. Bluey is an excitable 7-year-old blue Healer puppy who loves to laugh and have fun, playing games with her family. Bluey is always curious and exploring, with expressive facial expressions and a kind heart. She is light blue with splotches of dark blue in her body, with a tanned muzzle and black nose. She has a constantly wagging tail and a big smile. Bingo. Bingo is Bluey's energetic little sister. Being 4, she's always bouncing around and learning new things about the big, wide world. Bluey means the world to Bingo. She looks up to her big sister and they love to play games together. Bingo is light orange with creamy splotches and tanned ears. She talks with her hands and can't sit still. Bandit/Dad. Bandit/Dad is oh so serious. Nah. Dad is always up for a game or a laugh. He's often tired after work. He's an archaeologist, so he likes to dig up bones, but will never miss out on dressing up and playing around being silly. He has similar markings to Bluey, with darker blue splotches and flecks of grey around his muzzle. Chili/Mum. Chili slash Mum is a wonderful, caring mum, whether it's dancing to fun music or telling them stories. Mum is excellent at giving Bluey and Bingo the best advice and wisdom, especially about being sisters. Mum has similar markings to Bingo, light orange with creamy splotches and tanned ears, and a darker brown splotch across the right side of her face. Lucky's dad. Other than the Healer family, there are some other appearances from other friends you may know. Lucky's dad, or Pat, from next door makes an appearance. He's a golden Labrador and a sports fan. Dad, or Bandit, and Lucky's dad are good friends, sending each other things to read or competing for who has the nicest lawn. Lucky's dad is light yellow all over with long floppy ears. Chattermax. Chattermax is one of Bluey and Bingo's favourite toys. He's a brightly coloured bird with very impressive purple and pink feathers on his head. He looks like an owl with big round eyes and a short orange beak. The Garden Gnomes. The Garden Gnomes pop in and say hello, having a spot of tea and trying to stay out of the way of Bluey and Bingo's mischief in the backyard. They are teeny tiny dogs with tall gnome hats in different colours. And that's the end of the pre-show notes. I hope you enjoy the show!